available.
Pakistan is fumed over 24 dead soldiers blaming NATO and Afghanistan forces. But are they wrong? Oh, yeah. We got the other side of that story. Plus, a lot of you had some extra money to spend, almost $400 or so, because millions made their way to shopping centers, big and small, to spend, spend, spend. Spending was up 6.6% this year for Black Friday and the four-day holiday weekend. What gives? I thought we all didn't have two nickels to rub together. That's what they're saying at the Occupy movement, right? 99%ers. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Glad to have you back on board as we finish out the last couple days in November and hit December. Ooh, do you believe it? We're almost into December. So if you do have to run out and buy some Christmas gifts, time is running out, my friends. Time is running out for the Occupy movement's welcome. Anyway, in a lot of areas, we're seeing some of our more liberal mayors, like Mayor Nutter and Villagrosa in L.A., saying that they've had enough. In fact, when it comes to the Occupy movement in L.A., they have until tomorrow to clear out of the City Hall Park that they've been occupying there. Here's Commander Andrew Smith.
This is City Hall Park, and one of those spaces in downtown that it should be available for everyone to use. We'll do everything we can to prevent any clashes or any kind of violence or any use of force at all.
All right, and that's the key thing. A lot of the police are trying to say, hey, you know, we're trying not to do that. We don't want to have clashes. We're trying not to have that happen. They don't want to end up on blogs and in the newspaper and on the television news like what happened at UC Davis. They're still trying to sort that out. People are calling for the chancellor to be gone. The cops, of course, too, were put on administrative leave as they look into it a little bit further. And the protesters there, what happened was eventually when they did a little sit-in, I'm going to say a little sit-in because you had maybe 15, 20 that were doing that, you saw the picture of the one cop pepper spraying them in their faces going up and down the line twice with the spray. But now, of course, and this has been posted on my Facebook by Tomas, one of the listeners from Michigan that you hear calling the show, one of the protesters is saying, well, you know, we did come out and block the cops after we were told to leave. And apparently, and this has been widely reported, that there were people that were yelling obscenities at the cops and some other things happened more than what you just happened to see in that little clip that was shown all over the place. I still say that that was a big mistake to do that with the pepper spray, but the frustrations bubble over and you're trying to clear the crowd and they have to clear the crowd. So the rest of the story is that they were coming together, they were protesting, and they were dressed in riot gear, the cops. They came at the people, so they sat down to protest, and then they, you know, at one point, they and the protesters had circled around the cops, and they were trying to leave and were trying to clear a path, and that's what made them sit down, and so that's what ultimately led to what happened there. We've hardly seen the last of the Occupy movement or the clashes with the police that we see all over, and lots of people saying that the police are wrong, and in many of these cases, like some of the shots that we saw out of New York a couple of weeks ago where people were being dragged and were being arrested, and this is consistently, especially at the Wall Street movement, this is consistently what you see there more than I think any other spot. And clearly there still is confusion over the Occupy movement. But when, as I said, when you have some of your more liberal mayors who are originally saying we back the 99 percenters and people's right to protest as long as it's peaceful and all this other stuff. Well, now you're seeing the frustration bubble over in City Hall, and they're saying, no, get out of here. This is a private park, or you can't be here, or other things are happening. There's been robberies. There's been rapes. There's been other crazy things. You know, that's not a great protest in my book. And are things really moving forward as a result of the Occupy movement? I've had lots of emails on both sides of this where, you know, people have taken swings at me saying, what's wrong with me? Aren't I part of the 99%? Don't I get what's happening out there? I get what's happening. I get the frustration clearly. Let me tell you, I understand it. I've seen it with my own family, friends, and in my own neighborhood. Listen, everybody's frustrated. But frustrated over what? Frustrated over what is it that you want to see happen in this country? And the focus is clearly on money, is clearly on the economics, the tilted economics. But you don't do that. You don't rise up the way they're rising up in the Occupy movement and think you're going to get some great answers as a result of that, because the target is clearly missed, and the target is Washington, D.C. I mean, what are we a nation of? Who makes the laws? Clearly, there is a disconnect between the people in politics and the people who are represented by the politicians. That's why the Tea Party movement bubbled up. But notice what that movement was compared to what this movement is. I think if the actions were more targeted, if they were not sleeping over in tents and having some of these horrible things happen in some of these cities, maybe there would be more seriousness paid attention to the Occupy folks from the people who need to listen to them. But when you have people like Chuck Schumer dismissing them, he represents the people of New York, or at least he's one representation of the people of New York, one representative of the people of New York. And you have Mayor Nutter in Philadelphia calling out the Occupy movement, basically. Then to me, I don't see where ultimately this is going to lead. Where's the breakthrough going to happen? You may clearly look at this through a different set of eyes than my own. Feel free to throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791 or send me an email. That's the best place to vent, americatonight.net. And for or against, give me your top three reasons why. Why is the Occupy movement worth it? Why is this a real, true movement? And what are your three reasons why it isn't, if you're on the other side of it? Because clearly there is no gray area. You either believe in this or you don't. It's either one way or the other. In fact, some of the people who listen to the show regularly and call initially liked the Occupy movement and now are saying it's a joke. And I'm going to let you hear through the voices of what I think are some pretty good writers in this country. I'm going to let you hear their opinions in an upcoming show, in tomorrow's show, in fact. We'll give you both sides of this and what some people are saying about Occupy, what they're seeing, what they're writing about. All right, coming up next, wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about politics. There's plenty of it. The GOP and payroll tax and the Democrats and jobs. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
So hundreds of Occupy LA protesters, no sign of moving on ahead of that midnight deadline to abandon their encampment. They're going to have an eviction block party instead. In Philly, they had a deadline, too, to leave the site where they camped at for 2 months. Nobody's been arrested so far. Mayor Nutter's at the end of his rope. Nice last name to meet that. But he's seriously tired of dealing with Occupy Philly because actually they're blocking a lot of people from getting to work, people who are making $30,000-$40,000 a year. So send me, as I just mentioned, 3 reasons why you're for the Occupy movement, 3 reasons why you're against, if you're against the Occupy movement, or you just don't think it's really a true movement. You know where to send that. I already mentioned that the website, AmericaTonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you're in. We're going to hit some headlines, big headlines, like I mentioned, the Pakistan situation in just a minute. But let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Kay. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I've been listening to all the stuff that's going on with the Wall Street.
Yeah.
And I think some of it, they're a lot of those people there are the children of people that were doing this in the 60s against civil rights and fussing and all of the major issues that presented themselves in the 60s. They kind of grew up in that, some of them, I would imagine, kind of grew up in that environment because of the acts and deeds of their parents. But when they were doing that, they had a clear leader and a clear chain of command and a clear goal. It was March on Washington. Let's get the segregation, Jim Crow, all that stuff wiped out. And a million people walked to Washington and say, yeah, I agree with that. But so if you don't have the you don't have the common goal in mind, most of the people are looking to Washington as a dead or as an empty shell. And so it's frustrating. And then if you come into a group where you're not sure what they want to do or what their goal is either, the frustration builds. And unfortunately, you have dissension and other things in the movement. And it doesn't look good for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. Clearly, it's a leaderless thing. So, okay. But then if there's no organization, then what happens is, it's just the idea of it, and it bubbles up in all these different places. But you gave great examples. If you look at any kind of a movement or a push for change, civil rights, and I know that's different than Occupy, but the civil rights movement, any of the stuff that happened in the 60s, there was a goal, there was a reason, there was a common thread that was very apparent. And that there really isn't a common thread other than, okay, we're frustrated, and some of us really aren't, like you said, we're kids of people that protested, or we're wealthy kids in New York that are burning up some time here and we think it's cool and we're part of this. Or there's some legitimate people who are frustrated, and then there's some union people. And that's the thing. Hey, Daniel, thanks for the call. That's the thing with the Occupy movement. So you heard Daniel's two cents. You can throw in yours. And I think he's right about that. It just, to me, it misses the mark. If the idea is, all right, we're part of this middle class that's disappearing, we're upset. What is it you don't like? Well, you don't like the fact that you can't earn as much as you think you should be able to earn. You don't like the fact that the banks were too big to fail, so we had to bail them out. But who's sending you the check? I mean, there's a million things that we could whittle down on a list. But you have to come up with your three big reasons. And it all comes down to the frustration over the economics. So clearly, wouldn't that be the goal? Wouldn't that be what you're trying to get across? And you're not seeing this. I made this analogy earlier, but think of the people who are super organized and how they make things happen. You got to make something happen here. So you would need, I think, really a caller tree. Where if you imagine with the hundreds of protesters in every single spot, if you had them dialing every day, a congressman, senator, both, whatever, make a list and pick the issue, and you're pounding them about the deficit, not being able to come up with a budget, whatever it is, taxes. If you're hitting them, I think that would have an effect. How easy would that be? Think of how many people could be on a list, they agree to call, and then you just go through the caller, you'd have a caller list. I think there'd be reaction to that. There is reaction in these offices when they get bombarded with emails or calls, especially calls. That is very, very effective. In fact, speaking of calls, payroll, taxes, and jobs, what's happening there? Senator Kyle, Republican from Arizona, and Senator Schumer, Democrat from New York, as you can imagine, have differing opinions on the payroll tax.
The payroll tax holiday has not stimulated job creation. We don't think that is a good way to do it. Before the end of the year, we will have discussions about what we're going to do on all of these different programs.
They spent so much time fighting to preserve the Bush tax cuts for the millionaires, it's hard to believe they wouldn't want to preserve a tax cut for the middle class. That's number one. And number two, most of them have supported things like this.
How about just cut us a check like you did to the banks? Just send us the check and then we'll stimulate the economy. Seems so simple, doesn't it? Yeah, that's what really people need is the check. And the politicians have checked out, and that's the biggest problem. If Occupy wants to focus its movement on something, I say you focus it on the people who are running the country because they're not running it in the best way they possibly can. You know, my grandfather used to tell me this. Nobody, think of it, any of us, in any endeavor that we have, are you ever really 100%? He used to say, you just do the best job you can that you know when it's said and done, you've done the best. You've done your best. That's it. That's all you owe anybody or anything that you set out to do. And those are words to live by. Have these politicians done the best that they can do? The answer is no, they haven't done the best that they can do. Of course not. All right, this is too big of a story to not dive into quickly. Pakistan is burying troops over all of this NATO strike stuff. They're cutting U.S. supply lines. That's how they're retaliating. What happened was there was fire on NATO troops and Afghan troops, and Pakistan is saying, no, they didn't do that, that they did not fire, and they're saying that it's NATO's fault, so they decided to shut down the routes that sent in the supplies to NATO and to the U.S. Armed forces, right? So Islamabad is saying that the United States has to vacate a drone base in the country, and but yet the U.S. is saying, in Washington, they're saying they haven't gotten that request, and that Pakistan had made other eviction threats in the past, but then they never follow through. And why do you think they wouldn't follow through? Why? Because they're getting so much money from the United States. Pakistan has to cut the nonsense, and they are either on board or not, and they shouldn't get any money. It should be cut off if that's the case. So what's happened is the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Pakistani foreign minister spoke by phone, of course, over what might have happened. And the NATO-led force in Afghanistan did confirm that a NATO aircraft had killed, probably killed anyway, Pakistani soldiers in an area close to the border. They were called in because of being fired upon. They're saying that's why any of that happened in the first place, that it was an act of aggression from Pakistan, not from the NATO forces. So they're saying that they responded with everything they had because they were hit first. And you know what? It's going to continue that way, I think, through the whole week. But what's brutal here is that you've got NATO supply trucks and fuel tankers that are necessary that are headed for Afghanistan that were stopped, and they're being closed down. They're being told that they can't cross over. And we'll see if this time that the Air Force base, which is pretty remote and has been used for those drone strikes, and it's been a big center of dispute between Islamabad and Washington, we'll see if that's actually shut down or not. Just for grins, because there's been so much conversation to change the conversation. There's been so much talk over Natalie Wood and the investigation and whatnot. We had a conversation with Stephen Shohat right before the holiday about that, so we're going to talk to him. Then we've got the NFL, what happened over the weekend. We got the highlights coming up. Stephen Shohat, though, our man in Hollywood, next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What would Thanksgiving Day be without football? More on that tradition on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The NFL's Thanksgiving Day Classic has been around since pro football officially kicked off in 1920. In the beginning, Chicago teams were always involved. Then Green Bay jumped in and the Lions, too. The game wasn't played between 41 through 45 because of World War II. It's the only time Turkey Day had no pro football. 56 was the first color TV broadcast of a game between the Lions and Baltimore. In 1966, the Cowboys started hosting games and never looked back. One of the most controversial games was the Eagles' 27-0 drubbing of the boys in a game nicknamed the Bounty Bowl in 89 because of the alleged $200 bounty put on the Cowboys' kicker's head by then-Philly coach Buddy Ryan, who cut Luis Sendejas earlier in the season. This year, things start off with the Packers and the Lions, followed by the Dolphins and the boys, ending with John Harbaugh's coached Baltimore taking on brother Jim Harbaugh's 49ers. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you again on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess. Yeah, I'll tell you what, those three games should be a lot of fun, especially that late game, Baltimore and San Francisco, because both teams are doing so well, and I love it that you got the two brothers going up against each other because they're the best of friends. Imagine what the Harbaughs, their mother and father, are doing during this game. Where do they sit? We'll take a neutral corner. All right, he's never neutral. He's always entertaining. Stephen Shohat joins us. He is the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. I think he really is one of the best storytellers that I've ever heard talk about movies. So we're going to usher him in from our virtual green room as he gets ready for Turkey Day like everyone else. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing? That should be a great game between San Francisco and Baltimore.
Boy, and who do you think? You know what? I'm going with San Francisco. It's tough, though.
Well, they seem to have been playing better so far, but it's hard to tell when people play different schedules. And it should be really interesting. But he sure is a great coach, though, the San Francisco brother. I mean, he just did a fantastic job at Stanford. So
yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. And it shows you, though, their whole life, and their father was the same way, they were football fanatics, and they were so versed in the X's and O's of the game and watching players. And so for both of their careers, you can see that it's really, really paying off.
I know that first year he was coaching for Stanford, I mean, USC was a national championship contender. Cal was considered a national championship contender. And Stanford was at the bottom of everybody's predictions, and he beat them both.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just amazing. If you would have said that at the beginning of the year, you could have won a mint.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with you.
He's an amazing coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Natalie Wood, the big story broke this week that they're reopening the investigation into her death. What do you know about that? Why are they doing that?
It's hard to say. The captain, Dale DeFern came up with some information, I guess. He's been talking like this since 1985, been saying that something sinister happened on the Splendor boat Thanksgiving weekend 1981 involving Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood having a big argument before she disappeared off the boat. Now, the funny thing is that the police are saying that Robert Wagner's absolutely not a suspect. There's theories flying all around that the sheriff in L.A. County, Sheriff Baca, is under some investigation, so he wants to do a publicity type of thing that sort of gets the heat off of him. That's one theory. The wildest theory I've heard, and I doubt this is true, but it's flying around on the Internet, is it's all a big publicity stunt to promote West Side Story's 50th DVD anniversary. Doubt it's true, but, the rumors are definitely going to fly with a situation like this.
Oh, yeah, and it definitely has people talking. Well, Natalie Wood, in her day, as I said, she was smoking. She was an on-fire actress. People loved to watch Natalie Wood. Didn't they?
Yeah, and I think that's why so many people are still interested in that case, and so many people have that bit of suspicion that something else happened that night. I personally don't think anything else happened that night. I personally think she was drinking quite a bit, and unfortunately she had an accident where she slipped off the boat, and I think that, you know, people talk about how Robert Wagner didn't call the Coast Guard right away. Well, I think it's hard to imagine that you know your wife died or your wife is drowning or the worst happened, but I'm not saying he shouldn't have called. He should have, but I don't think his motivation was untoward, but I guess other people would think different things. But she was obviously an actress who meant a lot to a lot of people. There's a great story in the book Natalie by Susan Finstad about the night she died. She was they were all at this restaurant called Doug's in Catalina Island, and they were all pretty inebriated, Robert Wagner, Christopher Walken, and Natalie Wood. And Natalie Wood was in the bathroom, and there were two little girls in the bathroom, and Natalie Wood became friendly with them and started combing their hair and saying, "Oh, you're so lucky to be little girls, to have your life ahead of you." And it was speculated that the reason Natalie Wood felt that way is because her childhood was sort of denied, that she very early on, her mother decided that she was going to be a star, took her to every Margaret O'Brien movie so she could learn to mimic her, and she was such a professional very early on. Her nickname was One Take Natalie. When she made the movie Miracle on 34th Street, that became an unexpected mammoth hit, and the biggest problem in making that movie was, how do you find a little girl that doesn't believe in Santa Claus? I mean, who could pull that off? And And, you know, one of the assistant directors remembered Natalie Wood as being this child prodigy. And she was excellent in the role, although in real life she did believe in Santa Claus. And so, you know, it was just purely great acting, and that just came across. And it wasn't until she made Rebel Without a Cause when she was 17 years old, when she finally started to take control of her own life and start trying to pick her own movies instead of doing everything that her parents wanted her to do.
Yeah. Was she known off the set as kind of a party girl? Did she hook up with a lot of the hot actors of the day, like Warren Beatty and whatnot?
Yeah, well, you know, that, well, what happened was she was with Robert Wagner, married to him for 5 years, and then for whatever reason their marriage fell apart, and a lot of people thought it was because she made Splendor in the Grass with Warren Beatty, but actually they didn't get along at that time. Actually, she felt Warren Beatty was very hard to work with. So it was after the marriage fell apart and then they started meeting up on publicity tours. That's when the romance took hold. But, yeah, she was having a lot of romances or, you know, for a while she was very interested in James Dean and they had the she would go to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel all the time and try on shoes because James Dean was working as a shoe salesman. So she kept trying on different shoes to get his attention. There were, you know, eventual linkage to Raymond Burr and to Arthur Lowe, a producer, and yeah, various different people that she was, Frank Sinatra, various different people that she was having romances with. But the thing about her, the one story I really love was when she kind of had a bad year with the movie The Great Race, which was a difficult movie for her to get through, and she didn't get along very well with Tony Curtis during the making of that movie. And Harvard gave her the Hasty Pudding Award for Worst Actress of the Year, and then she shocked everybody by showing up. And the Harvard students were amazed that she was there. Nobody'd ever shown up for that. And she thought the thing was just terribly funny and was laughing the whole way through it. And they thought she was a wonderful sport. So the young men at Harvard, they picked her up and carried her around on their shoulders through the campus. And it was a really nice day for her. So she definitely had a good sense of humor about herself. And she did take acting very seriously, but she didn't always take herself too seriously.
Yeah, there you go. We only have a couple minutes left, but you mentioned it, West Side Story. Wow, 50 years. That was a huge movie for her, right?
Yeah. Well, that was, she made the mistake on that movie. They offered her $250,000 straight up, or $200,000 plus 5% of the gross. And because she had had money problems recently with some of her movies not being the biggest hits, and she was worried about her career, she took the $250,000. And West Side Story had cost $6 million to make, so she didn't think there would be any profits. It had not been a profit maker on Broadway at the time, anyway, 4 years old. And of course, it became a tremendous smash hit and surprised everybody of how big it was. And, of course, it won Best Picture. And she regretted it for the rest of her life. She, a few years later, made a movie called Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, which was a very racy movie at the time about spouse swapping, and Elliot Gould and Diane Cannon and Robert Culp were her co-stars, and the press, you know, there was a lot of entertainment journalists who came down to see what was going on with that movie, and the other actors would say, "Oh, talk to Natalie, she's the smart one of the four of us," and she said, "Oh yeah, I'm real smart. I could have had 5% of West Side Story. I'm really bright." But she learned her lesson. She did take a percentage of Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, and did quite well. So.
Yeah, good for her. Stephen Shohat, have a fabulous Turkey Day. Everybody listening, you can pick up his book, Amazon, all over the place. Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes, as I said before, about the stars and legends of the movies. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Thanks, Stephen. And notice, isn't it interesting, now you always read about this, the stars mostly take, they still get a big chunk of change, but take a lot on the back end, and that's how they make a ton of money and end up on those Forbes lists as richest Hollywood actors, or end up on the entertainment list and whatnot. Coming up on the flip side, our conversation with pharmacist Ben.
Buyers love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
More comfortable, but we felt like we had a little bit more room to buy more gifts this season. Everybody is hopefully doing a little bit better than the last couple of years, or at least have a brighter outlook.
Some of the voices of the shopping crew from Thursday to Sunday, and boy, a lot of people were out there doing the Black Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday thing, because the numbers were up. How about that? Sales rose 6.6%, a record $11.4 billion, and that's just on Black Friday. If you combine the whole weekend, it was absolutely incredible. So while people are suffering out there, they still want their stuff. 152 million people hitting the stores is what the prediction was heading into the weekend, and boy, did they hit it. And I think the advantage that some retailers had is that they opened the doors crazy hours, even started on Thursday night and went almost 24 hours or went the entire weekend without a break, much earlier than before. So with the longer hours and these overnight hours, unfortunately, what also happened is you had pepper sprayed customers, looters, some bloody scenes, frankly, in some of these shopping aisles with a guy getting taken down. They thought that he was trying to steal something, and was he or wasn't he? The debate was on about was he just trying to help his grandson. It was a lot of nonsense with tempers flaring and all that kind of stuff because I think of the deals that were on. So you had people that just lost their minds trying to grab Xboxes and Wii systems and whatever else they could get at some door-busting kind of prices. And so that's the effect that was created. Of course, what's going to happen if you get, you know, 80% on something, 80% off? Well, yeah, people might go a little crazy and get in line for that. I think it's sad, though, that you had these robberies where there were people waiting, trying to prey on people that were walking to cars. That, to me, is awful, but inevitable that that could happen, certainly. Retailers will be happy, however, across the board, because, like I said, the numbers were up. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. And if you were part of the crazy crowd, hope that you got out of there alive, for goodness sake, and got the deals that you were hoping for, because you added to the economy. And there was a thing called Support Your Local Business Saturday, at least in my neck of the woods, and I think a lot of people went out to local businesses, so bravo to that. They were supporting local businesses, not the chain folks. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. He's our leadoff guy. Hi, Sam. Hey, Sam, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. How was your weekend?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate the British Columbia Lions for winning the Grey Cup championship
today. Yeah, give us some details on that, because, of course, I didn't watch that. Tell us, what was the highlights? Was it a good game or
and? Okay, BC definitely, you know, that was winning like 34 to 9 going into the middle of the fourth quarter. So they basically had Winnipeg's number literally the whole game. Their offense was clicking at the right moment. The defense, you know, came up with big plays, and for the first half, it was just like almost a battle of field goal kickers. But in the third quarter, BC just took off, and they were kudos for them. They deserved it all.
All right,
yeah,
I like that. That's generous because you're an Alouette fan.
Right, but hey, you know, in a way, it's good because after a while, it's like, ho-hum, another great cup victory. It's like us with hockey. It's like, ho-hum, another.
There you go.
We went down the Platte. Me and Julie took Friday off from work and went down to Plattsburgh, New York.
Oh, how was that? Was it crowded, crazy people all over the place?
It would have been nice if we would have had, say, a defensive line of, an offensive line blocking, if you know what I mean.
Right. They needed some help. It was that crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of times people accused Julie of saying, no, that was for me. And I went, no, excuse me. Or a couple of times I'd be standing there, and a lady would put a shirt up against my back, and I went, excuse me? She goes, well, you're about my husband's, you're about the size of my husband, and I want to see if it would fit him. I just looked, it was just totally nuts. I just went, ma'am, with all due respect, if you think it's your husband's size, why isn't he here trying it on? You know, so it was.
Well, she could have asked you first, hey, would you mind let me putting this on your back?
Well, there unfortunately, because of, your Black Friday, a lot of stores here in Canada were also doing deep discounts because they didn't want to lose the business as well. So some people were saying, do we want to go down and take our chances, or do you want to stay here? So it was so like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right.
In that case. So it was, some people stayed here. We went down and, let's just say we had an interesting time on Friday.
There you go. I like that.
Spoke to Steve.
What does he say about what's going on? There's got to be a lot of tension.
As he bluntly put it, we're nervous.
Because of Iran.
And also because of Egypt, too.
Yeah, with the elections and everything.
Right,
yeah.
Because he was talking to some of his buds, and they were saying, what happens if they get a real Islamic fundamentalist government? As he bluntly put it, he would start to sweat bullets. I said, Steve, first of all, it'll never happen. He said, why do you think that, Uncle? because, first of all, hopefully the Egyptians have enough brains to know not to vote for, you know, Islamist extremists, because if they do, they lose a lot of – this is my guess. If I'm wrong, I apologize, that they might lose a lot of aid from the States. He said, yeah, but at the same time, they could get aid from Saudi Arabia. I said, yeah, but I think they want to look good on the world map. That's why I don't think an extremist government will come in. That's if they have an election. Who know? You know, this is the – I spoke to him this morning, and this is where, you know, some people are saying postpone it, cancel it altogether. So as of right now, as far as I know, I think it's still a go.
It's still a go. As far as I know, it's still a go. Before I jumped in the air, I checked that it's a go.
Okay, no problemo. Anyway, hope you didn't eat too much turkey.
I didn't. Turkey's okay. It's all the other stuff. It's too much mashed potatoes
and
gravy and corn. Yeah, and all that stuff that makes you chunky. Yeah, that stuff is the stuff you have to stay away from.
That's what probably the Eagles ate today, right?
Yeah, it was a terrible day for the Eagles. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm glad you did say that, though, because coming up at the end of the hour, we do have an NFL rewind to let people know what happened. Thanks, Sam. Coming up in our next segment here in America Tonight, what happened over the weekend besides huge sales for Black Friday? A few things, including some from our Bad Boys file. Oh, some of this stuff is just going to make you cringe when I tell you about it. So we start off with Bad Boys next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what you're